Random House Audio presents Red on Red by Edward Conlon. Read for you by Mark Deakins. We might wish that policemen would not act with impure plots in mind, but I do not believe that wish a sufficient basis for excluding probative evidence. In addition, sending state and federal courts on an expedition into the minds of police officers would produce a grave and fruitless misallocation of judicial resources. Justice Byron White, in a dissenting opinion. Nature loves to hide. Heraclitus. Author's note. As of this writing, I am a New York City detective. I was born in Manhattan, but I have never worked or lived there. While pains have been taken to produce an effect of surface realism, many features of the landscape and much police procedure are described substantially as they are. All has been seized, as by eminent domain, and remade to fit the needs of the story. Mother Cabrini is a high school for girls in Washington Heights, but its role in this book is wholly imagined. No character corresponds to any real person. Facts end where this story begins. None of this is true. Chapter 1. Nick Meehan knew there was more to every story, but he usually didn't want to hear it. He was in the woods at a presumed suicide, and it was raining. There had to be limits, even if it seemed cold-blooded to set them. If, say, he asked a young man if he'd hit his girlfriend, a no might not mean anything, but a yes always did, and Nick wouldn't have to listen much longer. The story would be worth hearing if she'd chased